Blog Talk Radio.
Eastern world, it is exploding, violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Don't you understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Yeah, my blood's so mad, feels like coagulating. I'm sitting here just contemplating. I can't switch the truth, it knows no regulation. Handful of senators don't pass legislation, and marches alone can't bring integration. When human respect is disintegrating, this whole crazy world is just too frustrating. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Of all the hate there is in Red China, then take a look around to Selma, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to take grace. And tell me over and over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. No, no, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
That's right, we are on now the eve of destruction. What in the hell is going on with this world? Has everybody lost their goddamn fool frickin' minds? What is going on with planet Earth? My God in sweet blue heaven, what the hell has been happening here the last couple of days? All across Europe, all over the world. My God, man. My God. Look. Israel gets three of their teenagers kidnapped, brutally murdered, left in a car, just left there, let the rats eat them. So they defend themselves. They've had thousands of rockets over the last, I don't know, 2-3 weeks, a month. God knows how many rockets have been over there. All they want to do is defend themselves. And now we've got Europe, France, Germany, the United States protesting Israel for defending themselves. This is what I don't understand. Why do people defend tyrants? I can't figure that out. Well, welcome aboard the program. I'm your captain for this 2-hour pleasure cruise. We still have 912 days, 4 hours, 54 minutes, and 55 seconds left of this godforsaken Obama nightmare. And then we got to get to work. But until then, we must remain dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom regardless of that cost. Now remember, shipmates, freedom is not cheap, but we can afford it. It's tyranny that we cannot afford. And if you're paying attention to what the hell's going on around the planet frickin' Earth, you'll know that you cannot afford tyranny. Look, these terrorist groups, those are tyrants. Tyranny. Sharia law is tyrannical. You shouldn't have to be told this, but if you're a Democrat, yeah, you do. But they don't understand English. They don't understand language. They don't understand anything. I don't think they even understand themselves. You want to be a part of the program today? Don't be shy. 646-716-7978. And you know it as well as I do. As long as there's one liberal on planet Earth, it's a very, very, very busy news day. Well, again, shipmates, today is absolutely no exception. Again, that number of people take away your freedom is growing and growing and growing. I thought a couple weeks ago that we might have made a dent, but we haven't. We have made no dent. We've made no dent. This fight is far from over. This fight hasn't even really begun yet. We really need to start the fight, in all honesty. We really got to fight. We really got to knuckle down, and we've got to fight this crap. We've got, look, there's tyranny all over the world, but we've got a lot of tyranny right here in the United States. It is impossible for the United States to help anybody else until we can help ourselves first. We're no good to nobody. How can we possibly help anybody when we can't even help ourselves? We can't. So we've got to work on ourselves. And why this president hates Israel, I don't know. I guess being a Muslim, I guess you have to hate Israel. I guess that's a prerequisite. I don't know. It kind of seems that way, though, doesn't it? Certainly does. Look, Israel's not perfect, neither is any country. But my God in heaven, man. Oh, but they're killing children. They're killing. Really? They're killing children? Really? Is that what they're doing? Huh? See, this is an ignorant person. Every time you hear somebody tell you that Israel is out there killing all these Palestinian kids, you punch a son of a bitch right in the nose. That's what you do. That's an idiot. A bona fide, true, blue, five-star, all-American moron. My God. Look, you got to defend yourself, and that's all Israel is doing. How would you people like it if you had all these rockets sent into your country, huh? How would you like it if you had your teenagers kidnapped and then murdered? And they're just left in an abandoned car. And those children that are being killed. Well, how do you think those children got there, you idiot? They were put there by Hamas. They use children as shields. You can't get any more cowardice than that. You cannot get any more of a coward than using a child as a shield, nor can you get any more cowardly than kidnapping kids and using them as lab rats, performing medical experiments on them. That's right. 16-year-old Isaiah Ryder had to get his leg amputated because of this disease that he has, neurofibromatosis. It grows tumors on your nerves. Very painful. Very painful. And our government wants to kidnap this kid and perform medical experiments on him. And the American people are allowing it to happen. You know, I looked all over today. I looked all over Fox News. I looked all over Drudge. I looked all over that internet today. And you know what? Guess how many stories I found on this kid. See if you can guess. That's right. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Why? I don't know. Again, these are things that just my brain cannot process. I can't figure that out. Our government are kidnapping our children, performing medical experiments on them, and we can't find one goddamn reporter to report on it? What, are you kidding me? I thought all you lefties were all peace and love, and you can't do that to children. Oh, you love children. Oh. But they'll talk about those Palestinian kids getting killed. Oh, yeah, they'll talk about that. But they won't talk about how Hamas is putting them directly in the line of fire. They won't say that. Oh, no, just Israel. It's just out killing kids. That's all Israel's doing. They're just they can't wait to get up in the morning just to kill a Palestinian child. I mean, what the hell? Come on. What the hell's the matter with this world, man? I'm sick of it. Well, Lori's Children's Hospital in Chicago. If you've got a child at Lori's Children's Hospital in Chicago, take your child out immediately. And if they try to kidnap your child, don't let them. Fight them with everything that you have. And if you've got to wind up in jail, so be it. That's your child. You don't allow anybody to kidnap your child. Oh, they're good at it. Oh, yeah, they call the cops, and the cops, they get involved in it. Well, how about a cop? How about if I come over and I steal your kid? Would you like that? Huh? Oh, that's a different story. Oh, that's different. You can do it to other people, but don't do it to me. Well, no, you do it to me, I'm going to do it to you. That's the way it should be. We got to stand up to this crap. We can't have this anymore. Well, hopefully this week or next week, this kid's mother, Michelle, is her name, is going to come on this program. She's going to give her story. This stuff just sends me into Deep Space Nine, man. You don't do that to kids. I don't care. And there was absolutely no good reason for this. None. There was no excuse. FBI, where's the DOJ? Where are the American people? Where's the media? Where's anybody? Huh? Oh, that's right. Kim Kardashian's on. There's a Kim Kardashian marathon tonight. We can't go out and help children that are being kidnapped from the government and used as lab rats. No, no. Kim Kardashian's got a special on. I got a whole big box of Cheetos. Oh, man, there must be, what, 24 bags in this box. Look at it. Got a brand new couch. Oh, it fits perfect on my butt. I could stay here all night. I don't need to fight for these kids being kidnapped. It's too much work. Besides, none of my business. What do I know? You don't know a damn thing. That's why your ass is on the couch watching the Kim Kardashian show, shoving another bag of Cheetos down your fat gullet. Because you're an idiot. A lazy idiot. An evil, lazy idiot. All right. I don't know what the hell's going on here today with this anti-Semitism that is sparking up all over the world. I can't figure it out. I mean, this right here. When I started reading this stuff last night, this morning, I just thought to myself, the first thing that popped into my head is what political correctness brings you right here. What's going on there now? What's going on all over the world? They got protests in Boston. Well, Boston's a... I'm so sick and tired of Massachusetts. I hate that frickin' state. As a matter of fact, I'm not real too pleased with just about any of the states in this country. There's no excuse. I'm sorry. I know. Well, we got to do it this way. We got to be diplomatic. No, you do not have to be diplomatic. Every problem that we have in this country today came out of diplomacy, came out of a civil conversation. It's time for you governors to turn your goddamn televisions off, get off your couches, put down your bags of Cheetos, and get out there and do your frickin' job. And it doesn't take much. Follow the Constitution. That's all you got to do. You just need a little common sense. You don't need a whole lot. Believe it or not, just a tiny little dab of common sense goes a long, long way. But nobody wants to do that. See, because I'm looking in my computer here, the government-issued computer that's got all my government-issued thoughts and feelings of the day, and it doesn't say anything in there about that. I'm looking. I can't find it. So I don't have to worry about it. Well, anti-Semitism rhetoric and hostility against the Jews, attacks on people of Jewish belief and synagogues have no place in our societies. That comes from German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier. Well, that's right, it doesn't. And this is what political correctness gets. You let all these people in. Oh, you can't say anything about the Muslims. Can't say anything about the blacks. Can't say anything about the Chinese. You can't say anything about anybody unless they're white. You shouldn't say anything about anybody, period. I don't care what your stupid color is. My God. In France, pro-Palestinian youths clash repeatedly with the police. And on Sunday, they set fire to cars, pillaged the stores, attacked two synagogues. Even Italy has seen pro-Palestinian demonstrations. Look, these are not good people. And if you are going to allow these people to come into your country and give them everything that they want, and they're trying to get Sharia law here in the United States, and we do have judges that are sympathetic to them, believe it or not, they do. That's disgusting. I'm not saying that we got to round up every Muslim in this country and throw them out. What I'm saying is we can no longer tolerate them telling us how to live our life. You want to live your life your way? That's fine. That's your business. But we're going to live our life our way. This is our country, not yours. You are not taking this country over. Sorry, guys, but ain't going to happen. Back off. But we've got a Muslim president. We've got a Muslim advisor or propaganda minister, as she really is. That's Valerie Goebbels, if you don't know who I'm talking about. That's right. She's an Iranian. She's a creep. As far as I'm concerned, that woman's a terrorist. But you can't say that. Not Valerie Goebbels. I can say any damn thing I want to. It's called freedom of speech. You don't like it? Move to another country. I'll help you pack. Jewish groups have expressed shock and disgust about the growing anti-Semitism in Germany and other European countries with strong Muslim communities. These Muslim communities. But on the bandwagon here. They can't wait to go to war. That's all these people know is war, war, war. If they're not killing anybody, they're not happy. Well, Europe, I hate to say it. I hate to say it, Europe. And United States, you're coming dangerously close. Maybe if the United States paid attention to what the hell's happening in Europe, maybe we can avoid this. But Europe, hey, you asked for it. I hate to say it, but damn it to hell anyhow. You have been asking for this for a long time. And now you want to bitch, piss, and moan? Why didn't you bitch, piss, and moan before all this stuff happened, huh? Where were you? Where were you when the Muslims came in and forced your people to change their entire way of life for them? Where were you? Well, France is not a real big fan of the Muslims. They've had a lot of problems with Muslims in France. But again, they continue to allow it to happen. You can't say anything. Oh, you're an Islamophobe. All right, enough with the phobes. Don't use that word phobia. I hate that stupid word. People don't use it the right context. It's not, there's no fear. It's not fear. To me, it's not fear. I'm not afraid of them. They're just disgusting creeps. I'm more afraid of my own government than them. Our government has the power to do whatever the hell they want to and get away with it. It's legal. We shouldn't fear our government. Our government should fear us. We have reached a new level of hatred and violence in our Europe that cannot even be compared to the anti-Semitism seen during the previous conflicts in Israel, said Stephen Kramer. He is the director of European Office of Anti-Semitism of the American Jewish Community in Brussels. It needs to be made very clear that violence is not an appropriate means of protesting. Really? Really? You're allowing them to happen. You're bringing them in. You're almost promoting it. Knock it off. You want to put an end to it? Get your military out there and arrest every damn single frickin' one of them. Charge them with treason. Those that you can deport, deport. Those that you can't, keep them in jail. Take care of the problem. We'll never do that here. Oh, God, that'd be racist if you arrested a Muslim terrorist. And especially if you put them in Guantanamo Bay. Oh, wow, that's beyond racism. Better release them. Let them back on the battlefield so they can kill more Americans. French president met Monday with Jewish and Muslim leaders in the Elysee Palace, where he told them that fighting anti-Semitism will be a national cause. No, it's a world cause. In Berlin, police said Tuesday that they had banned pro-Gaza protesters from chanting anti-Semitic slogan of all protests in the city. Well, good for Germany. Police spokeswoman also said that they were investigating a sermon last week by an imam, and I'm not going to read his name. I do not read terrorist names. One, they don't deserve to have their name read. They don't deserve any recognition. And two, I can't pronounce them. Well, this imam was calling on worshippers at Berlin's Al-Nur Mosque to murder Jews, to murder them. Just go out and kill them. You see a Jew, you kill them. Well, that's their goal. I think Iran even has that in their constitution, the destruction of Israel. Imagine that. Imagine that, a constitution that calls for the destruction of Israel. Well, that's Valerie Goebbels' home, is Iran. That woman is a terrorist. Period. What she's done to this country, you can't tell me that she's not. She's a bad woman. She's bad people. Very bad people. The American Jewish community has filed a complaint with Berlin prosecutors seeking charges at a pro-Palestinian protest in front of the Israeli embassy in Berlin on Monday. 13 protesters were detained and police were pelted with stones. Imagine that. This is how these people are. The stones mean something with Muslims. It is a sign to... basically, you throw a stone. In Mecca, you throw a stone. It's supposed to be like throwing a stone at the devil. So when they stone a woman who accidentally showed her ankle in public and aroused three men that were standing by, and they had to rape her because, I mean, look, this woman dared to show her ankle in public. And you know how men are. We can't control our urges. So when we see a woman's ankle, we have to rape them. We have to rape the woman because all of these urges. Those ankles are very, very sexy. You wouldn't believe what an ankle can do to a man. So if a man sees a woman's ankle in public, not control his urges, and he rapes the woman, and if there's more than one man, well, they all gang up on her, and they all rape her. Well, it's the woman's fault, so she has to be stoned until she's dead. They are throwing stones at the devil. Well, the woman who showed her ankle versus the men who raped her for showing that ankle. Who do you think is the devil? A few hours after the protest, a man set fire to his pants. They should have let the son of a bitch burn. Well, they put the flames out and they sent him to the hospital. He's now under psychiatric evaluation. This is God Almighty. Why would somebody want to burn themselves anyway? I don't get that. But whatever. And now you got a British Liberal Democrat, MP David Ward. Now, I don't know what the MP stands for. It's something God only knows. I don't know. I'm not British. It has something to do with something in their government. His name is David Ward. This is what he tweets. Get this. This is in England. England. The big question is, if I lived in Gaza, would I fear a rocket? Or would I fire a rocket? Probably yes. Now I'm going to read that again because I screwed that up. This is his tweet. The big question is, if I lived in hashtag Gaza, got to get those hashtags. Enough with the hashtags. If I lived in hashtag Gaza, would I fire a rocket? Probably yes. I mean, do these people understand what's going on over there? How do you take a side? How do you take side with these people? How do you take side with Hamas? How do you take sides with them people? How do you do that? How do you do that? How the hell can you possibly frickin' do that? How the hell do you take sides with these people? Well, evidently, this is not the first time that this creep has gone on Twitter and criticized Israel. Last year, he was suspended by his party for tweeting, "At long last, the Zionists are losing the battle. How long can the apartheid state of Israel last?" Really? Apartheid? I'm surprised lefties, because we all know Democrats, they all love gay rights, they all love this, they all love that. Well, Israel is very big on all these rights. Women's rights, gay rights, this rights, that rights. So why lefties don't like Israel? I don't know. It seems like the liberals would be praising Israel for all of this. Evidently they're not. I guess I the only thing that I can think of, and it's pure speculation. It's just guessing. The only thing that I could possibly think of, and again, I don't know, but the only thing that I can possibly think of why people, well, you can't really use the word support, but why they're sympathetic towards these terrorists is I think that they think that if they're sympathetic towards them, that these terrorists won't cut their heads off. Well, you can't get any more cowardly than that, number one. And number two, it doesn't matter to them that you're sympathetic. You're not a Muslim. You're going to get your head cut off. Period. It's that simple. So you can kiss their ass all you want to. But they don't care. They don't care. I can't stand kiss asses anyway. I hate having my ass kissed. I don't respect it. And somebody's always going to kiss your ass. And when they kiss your ass, they want something. That's why they're kissing your ass. That's the only reason why they're doing it. They want something. So what do you people want from these people? Huh? You don't want your head cut off? That's too bad. You're not a Muslim. You're not in Sharia. You don't follow their ways of life. You're the wrong kind of people. You have to die. You need to get your head cut off. It's part of Sharia law. The head must be severed. That's part of their law. Unbelievable. Well, this creep has also made statements about Jewish political power and Jews not learning the lessons of the Holocaust in the treatment of Palestinians. Really? How the hell can you possibly compare Israel defending themselves against the Holocaust? Are Jews taking Palestinians and putting them in work camps and working them till they die? Are they putting them in gas chambers? Are they putting them in ovens? I don't see that. I don't see that at all. Missiles into their targets. Tunnels. the homes of these generals. And when you have Hamas putting children, knowing damn good and well they know what the targets are, and when they're putting children in harm's way deliberately, and of course the kids are dying, well then, you know, it's all Jews' fault. They're just out there waking up in the morning just killing kids. Well, yeah, are there probably Palestinians that don't like any of this stuff? They don't want war. They don't want to fight Israel. They don't want to kill anybody. They don't want to cut anybody's heads off. They don't like Hamas. Oh, sure there are. Sure there are. But they're getting killed by these people too. Look how many Muslims, more Muslims are killed by Muslims than anybody else. More blacks are killed by more blacks than anybody else. Just the way it is. Look, I didn't design the human being. I just know how the dumb bastards work. Why people kill more on racial lines, I don't know. I don't know. But they do. Serial killers are the same. The overwhelming vast majority of serial killers will kill their own race. Just the way it is. But more Muslims are killed by the hands of other Muslims than anybody else. Jews and Americans combined. British carrier, EasyJet. American carriers. Turkish. Lufthansa, KLM. All these airlines have now suspended their flights into Israel. I don't blame them. I wouldn't want to be on a plane flying into Israel right now. I mean, look what happened in Crimea or Ukraine, whatever. I know the Netanyahu wants the United States to allow planes to fly back into Israel, but my God, why would you want to fly into Israel right now? I wouldn't. I'm sorry. No. I don't blame these airlines for not flying into Israel right now. Look, they're in a big war. They're in a big war. It's a big one. You don't want to be flying an airplane anywhere near them. Not until at least this war has calmed down a little bit. Now, Israel is on the brink right now. They are on the brink of really hurting Hamas and hurting them bad. I want to see at least one terrorist organization wiped out. Just one. That's all I'm asking for right now. I'd like to see all of them wiped out, but I'll take one for right now. Obama was foolish enough to say that Al-Qaeda was wiped out far before they were. Al-Qaeda has only grown in numbers. They only got bigger. They didn't get smaller. Well, Israel right now is on the brink of really crippling Hamas, and I hope they do. I hope that they're successful. And they should keep their blockades and their barricades up there. They can't have any more missiles getting into Gaza. They're going to find a way to get them there anyway, but you've got to be able to at least mitigate it. And Israel is not trying to completely destroy Gaza. If they wanted to, they could. There would be nothing left of Gaza. They could do it. But they're not. Then you got John Kerry on that hot mic. Oh, I got to get out there quick. Boy, I tell you, we got to get out there quick. We got to put an end to this. Shut up, John Kerry. Shut up. The only thing this guy can do is get in the friggin' way. Only make the problem worse. What the hell could John Kerry do? What, do you think Netanyahu's supposed to just bend over and oh, yes, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy. Yes, Mr. Kerry. First of all, Mr. Kerry, who the hell are you to tell anybody anything? You don't tell another country they don't have the right to defend themselves. And how the hell could you possibly be so obtuse, Mr. Kerry, that you don't know that Hamas is deliberately putting these children directly in the line of fire? How do you not know this, Mr. Kerry? Huh? Huh? I mean, I never really liked the guy. I always thought, you know, he's a liberal, so what do you expect? But this man, since he became Secretary of State, I mean, this guy is beyond all that I could have possibly imagined of this guy being. I didn't think he was that bad. I didn't think John Kerry was that bad, but this guy is turning out to be the creep of all creeps. Well, Canada's foreign affairs minister, John Baird, who has always been outspoken in his support of Israel, Canada, their prime minister, their foreign affairs minister, Canada themselves are I think Canada's the only country out here right now supporting Israel. Canada. Why is the United States not supporting Israel? Why is the United States not getting on the horn? Yeah, Mr. Netanyahu. Yeah, how many weapons do you need? Huh? You need some machine guns? You need some missiles? What do you need? You need a plane or two? What do you need? Huh? Do we do that? Do we have anybody in our country? Do they call up Netanyahu and ask if they needed any help, any support, anything to put an end to Hamas? No. They called them up and said, stop firing. Cease fire. They're killing kids. No, Israel's not killing kids. Hamas is killing kids. Hamas is putting those kids directly in the line of fire. And they're doing it deliberately. People are too freaking stupid to pay attention and understand what they're doing. It's right out there in the open. You can't miss it. Look, if little old me can figure this stuff out, you would think that these government officials would be able to figure it out, too. Well, they do figure it out, but they're not going to say that. That goes against their agenda. I only have one agenda. Our government should only have one agenda. You know what that agenda is? That's right. I'm holding it in my hands. It's called the United States Constitution. That's our agenda. Well, what is that agenda? It's called freedom. Canada's Foreign Affairs Minister, John Baird, who's been outspoken in his support of Israel, says that he is appalled by the reports of rockets in the UNRWA school. You remember that? We talked about that last week. Why were those rockets put in that school? I don't know. Who put them in there? Was it the UN? Wouldn't surprise me a bit. I can't stand that communist organization. I hate that UN. The UN cannot get out of the United States quick enough. I hate that UN. I give the UN, you get no respect. That is America-hating organization. That is a tyrannical organization. We don't need a UN. Everybody just needs to mind their own frickin' business. Every country needs to mind their own business. Every citizen needs to mind their own business. We can't do that. Oh. Even more alarming were reports that in the first case, officials of the United Nations returned those weapons to Hamas. What? No. Let me read that. No. I didn't read that. Now, this is a quote. This is a quote from John Baird. Even more alarming were reports that in the first case, officials with the United Nations returned these weapons to Hamas. Now, why the hell would the United Nations, aren't they supposed to be a peacekeeping organization? Isn't that what the United Nations is supposed to be about, is keeping the peace around the world? Then why the hell would they return these rockets that they had in one of their schools? Why those rockets were there to begin with, I don't know. But then for the UN to take those rockets that Israel found, they took the rockets and they gave them back to Hamas, which Hamas is a terrorist organization. Last time I checked, maybe I was wrong. Maybe I got it wrong. But I got it right down here. It says Hamas right here. Hamas is a terrorist organization. I guess I'm going to have to redact that and black that out here. I'm going to take my pen, scratch that out. The UN gives these rockets back to Hamas? What, are you kidding me? Again, has everybody in this freaking planet, has everybody lost their damn fool mind? What the hell, man? What's going on here? I'm ready for the hills. I'm serious. I was talking about that today to my neighbors. I'm ready for the hills. I'll build myself a log cabin, find a grizzly bear for a pet. Screw it. My God. Then I'd have the EPA out there and the BLM, and they'd come and arrest me. Unbelievable. Canada unequivocally calls on the United Nations to launch an immediate independent investigation to determine the facts surrounding these reports, he says. Canada also calls on the United Nations to ensure that in the second case, no rockets are returned to Hamas. Well, I think the world needs to get together and find out who the sons of bitches were who returned those rockets to Hamas. They need to find a jail cell somewhere. That's what needs to happen with them. You don't do that. You don't put rockets in the hands of these people. You don't even give these people a slingshot. You don't give them a rock. You give them nothing. These are terrorists. The only thing you give a terrorist is death. That's it. And I hate talking like that. I hate talking about killing and dying. I hate that talk. I hate it. But look, these people are going to keep killing until they are killed themselves. So what else are we supposed to do, huh? What else is Israel supposed to do? What is anybody supposed to do against these people? And all these people, they're all the same. Just because they got a different name, Al-Qaeda, Hamas, ISIS, Boko Haram. Speaking of Boko Haram, people are wondering, well, what happened to the hashtag Bring Our Girls Home campaign? Haven't heard about that in a while. What happened to that? Huh? Hey, Ellen, your little campaign there, Ellen, huh? Huh? You get bored with it? Are you bored with it already, sweetie? Is that it? Huh? How about you, Jay Leno? Are you bored with it? Hmm? What happened to all you celebrities? How about you, Michelle? Huh? How about it, Michelle? What happened to your Bring Our Girls Home campaign? What happened to that? Well, we don't know. They still haven't been brought home. And they've kidnapped more kids, boys and girls. They've killed a lot of the boys. God only knows what they have done to these girls. I don't even want to talk about it. I can only imagine. And I don't even want to imagine it. Disgusting. Anything less than an independent investigation would be absolutely unacceptable, he says. Well, you're absolutely correct. However, these cockamamie independent investigations, where do they go? Huh? Come on. Where does any investigation go? Exactly where it goes, right in the crapper. If proven true, this would fly in the face of all that the United Nations should stand for as an institution committed to peace and security of its members. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You think our president would make a speech about this? Did he say anything about it? No. He didn't make a speech today. I wonder what the hell happened. I wonder if he's sick. Because he likes making speeches. He loves it. And he's getting ready to go on. He's getting ready to go on the campaign trail again. Go out there fundraising. Boy, I mean, liberals, you must be they must really be hurting for money. Mr. President, I don't know. Maybe CNN hasn't mentioned this, but there's a whole bunch of wars going on planet Earth right now. There's a whole bunch of wars going on right here in the United States. Can you stay away from the fundraisers for a little while? I don't know. Maybe do something. But according to his press secretary, Josh Earnest, while the president travels with all of his necessary equipment, he's got his computers, got his golf clubs. He's got Valerie Goebbels. He's got everything he needs to do his job. Really? Really? Then how come he isn't doing his job? I'm still waiting for this guy to do his job. It's been 5.5 years, and I still have yet to see this man do his job. What has he done? I can't think of one thing that this man has done that has been worthy of repeating, of being something good. I don't know. What has he done? What has this president done? I can't, still can't think of one thing. Unbelievable. This is Article 1 of the United Nations Charter. This is their purpose. To maintain international peace and security. So I guess by storing rockets in schools, and then when they're found out by Israel, well, then you take those rockets and you give them to a terrorist organization. Is that what you mean, UN, by international peace and security? Is that what you're talking about? And to that end, to take effective collective measures for the prevention and removal of threats of peace. Threats of the peace. Really? So giving rockets to the hands of Hamas, you're preventing the removal of threats to the peace. Oh, that's right. Because if you destroy Israel, then the world is going to be peaceful. Now I get it. Now I get it. God. I got to jump on this hating Israel bandwagon. I got to get with it, man. 21st century. You think I'd eventually, we're already, what, almost 15 years into the 21st century. You think I'd be up in the times by now, right? Well, I'm not. And for the suppression of acts of aggression. Oh, really? You're suppressing the acts of aggression by arming a terrorist organization. Okay. Kind of like what Obama did in Benghazi. Speaking of Benghazi, if I could ever shut up long enough, we got some stories on that. Or other breaches of the peace. And to bring about the by peaceful means. Peaceful peace, 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 peace. How many times have they said peace in this is the first article? When has the UN ever brought peace? They bring more hate and discontent than they bring any kind of peace. It's time for the UN to be dismantled. It's time for the countries to keep their borders and mind their own goddamn businesses. That's what it's time to do. That's what time it is right now. It's mind your own business 30. That's what time it is. And to bring about peaceful means and in conformity with the principles of justice and international law. Really? Adjustment or settlement of international disputes or situations which might lead to a breach of the peace. There they go again with that freaking word peace. What the hell does the UN know about peace? They hate Israel and they hate the United States. So I guess that's peaceful. You get rid of Israel, you get rid of the United States, and you got peace on earth. Goodwill towards men. Speaking of Benghazi, let's get into this story here now. I mean, this story will not go away. It's not going to go away with me. Never. Even when this president is out of office, this story is still not going to go away. Do we got anybody that's really going to cover this? We know the DOJ's not going to cover it. They're probably involved in it. We can't get the FBI because, the FBI works for the king. I mean, if we're going to have an FBI, which, fine, whatever. If we're going to have an FBI, the FBI needs to be an independent law enforcement agency. Yeah, there needs to be some serious congressional oversight, absolutely. Absolutely. You can't let them run hog wild. They still need to abide by our nation's constitution. We can't get our government to follow the constitution. But when you have a president who controls the FBI, he gets his own head of the FBI in there. And these are not law enforcement agents. These are not people that have anything to do with the FBI. They're figureheads. They're politicians. And that nitwit that we have now for the Secretary of Defense, oh, my God, that man is just, he is absolutely worthless. He is an idiot. How the hell did this man, get to this position? I don't know. I know, I think he was a congressman for a while or a senator or something, but he's an idiot. I'm sorry, but the man is not a very bright person. He's a freaking moron, and he's the head of the defense? Secretary of Defense? What, are you kidding me? Members of Ansar al-Sharia, you know who they are? Well, they're a derivative, I guess is the right word, of al-Qaeda. Those are the people that attacked our embassy in Benghazi. Remember that, Benghazi? I know, such a long time ago. It's hard to remember that. I mean, God, oh my. Hey, honey, you remember Benghazi? Ah, she don't remember. She's an idiot. Nobody remembers Benghazi. It was so long ago. The history books forgot to put it in there. It's been so long ago. Why are we even talking about it anymore? So what? Some people live, some people die. You know how it is. Wasn't our fault. It was the Republicans. It was a Tea Party. Yeah. Members of Ansar al-Sharia moved to the house just right next door to the compound 3 weeks before September 11, 2012, before our ambassador was raped with a cattle prod, burnt, tortured. Tyrone Woods, Sean Smith, Glenn Doherty were murdered. Brutally, I might add. Look, when you get hit with a mortar, it doesn't just simply put a hole in your chest. It blows you up. Just saying. The neighbors prompted multiple security requests, including repeated requests up to the day of the attack for more weapons and personnel. Our consulate said, hey, we need help. We got a whole bunch of terrorists who just moved in next door to us. Can you send us some machine guns, please? Nope. Can't do it. Well, why? It would be aesthetically unpleasing. Quote, unquote. That's what they said. It would be aesthetically unpleasing. Really? Really? Well, I imagine if you took the looks of those bodies of all those that were injured and died in that attack, pretty sure that would be aesthetically unpleasing. Just saying. We warned D.C. about the guys who moved in next door, but nobody knew what to do and nothing was done. That was said by a United States intelligence source. Of course nothing was done. The embassy was supposed to be attacked. Okay? See, here's my theory on this. I think that what they were trying to do, and they're just covering their ass. Benghazi is nothing but a CYA. That's all it is. They screwed up, and they screwed up big. What they were doing was trying to make it look like, hey, we're your friends. Yeah, we got rid of your dictator. Yeah, but we're Americans. We're friendly. We like you. We're just here to help. Oh, look, a unicorn. Oh. Well, they lowered their security to make it look like, oh, everything is fine. We trust you. We love you. You love us. I hate that stupid Barney, by the way.
That's ridiculous.
We don't need to be talking about Barney. Could you stay focused, Captain, huh? My theory is this is what happened. They wanted to make it look like everything was rosy. So they get rid of everything. They get rid of security. They don't put up any sandbags. They don't put up any machine guns. They don't put up any kind of security. They do a weapons transfer with these with Al-Qaeda. Somehow, some way, they're trying to get the weapons back. Al-Qaeda says no. So what do? They move right on in and attack the consulate. And what do? Well, the president goes upstairs and eats. 2.5 hours later, Valerie Goebbels and the dude go down to the Situation Room and take control. Do they send any help? No. No, they don't send any help. No, they get on the horn to YouTube to begin the spin. And there are people, that stupid Geraldo Rivera, he still believes that Benghazi was over that video. Eleanor Clift is another idiot. That woman is just, I mean, she's stupider than Nancy Pelosi. Now, how the hell can you get that stupid? I don't know, but Eleanor Clift has done it. A State Department source also confirmed that they asked for a belt-fed mounted machine gun. Well, you can't have that. That's a weapon. That might hurt somebody. Would upset the locals. Really? Would upset the locals. Well, why don't you ask the parents and family members of Ambassador Stevens and Tyrone Woods and Sean Smith and Glenn Doherty? If they're upset, oh, we can't do that. Some people live, some people die. Hey, look. It was a rough area, man. It's a rough neighborhood. They knew the conditions they were going into. Hey, they bought their tickets. They knew what they were getting into. It's a rough world out there. Some people live and some people die. Just the way it is. Now let's move on. We got a golf game to get to. State Department spokeswoman. This woman is an idiot. This Marie Harf. I'm going to grab her just once and slap every ounce of stupid out of it. Of course, it might take me about 1,000 lifetimes, and I still wouldn't get it all. She claims that this is dubious. These claims are dubious, she says. Dubious? How is evidence dubious? And it is evident. They had a perfect opportunity to get the Marine Corps. Believe it or not, Marines. The Marine Corps to be their security. They said, no. No, we don't want that. So they go ahead and they get this other security outfit from Libya. And guess what happened? As soon as the embassy was attacked, well, those that didn't run away stayed with the fight and helped the fight. Now, if we'd had a Marine Corps there, maybe we could have, I don't know, defended ourselves a little better. Maybe as soon as this president heard the news that our embassy was under attack, our ambassador had gone missing, the place was on fire, maybe instead of going upstairs to eat, maybe if he would have ran down to the Situation Room, not walked, but ran. Me personally, I got a broken back, but I guarantee you I would have found a way to run. I would have ran down there so freaking fast. The first thing I would do, I'd be sending planes and bombs and troops and anybody and everybody that I could possibly muster up. But that's me. See, when I'm attacked, I attack back. That's me. I'm different. I know. I'm a whack job. I'm a weirdo. I think that way. The State Department knew it. Everyone on the ground knew it. This was from one source with direct knowledge of the attack. I wonder who it was. Well, they can't say. Why? Well, because if they give their name, guess what? their lives are screwed. Another source said that the sandbags were denied because making shooting positions was too, again, aesthetically unpleasing. Really? So getting blown up with a mortar, that's not aesthetically unpleasing, but a sandbag is? Really? Really? The threat was so well known that on the night of the attack, as the rescuers from the nearby annex were facing heavy fire while leaving the consulate, they made sure to make a left turn out of the consulate and not a right turn, because they knew where these people lived, right next door. Look, you got people moving in next door to your consulate that are terrorists, and you know that they are a terrorist organization. If you don't want to put up sandbags, you don't want to give them machine guns, you don't want to give them the Marine Corps, you move them the hell out. Further leaders of the local Libyan militia, known as the February 17 Martyrs Brigade, which was tapped to provide the security. This is the security. February 17 Martyrs Brigade. What that February 17 has to do, I can't remember. I know it has something to do with something. Something to do with February 17. I don't know. It's probably a whole bunch of people that they killed and they were proud of it. Who knows? But they were tapped to provide the security at the U.S. compound in Benghazi. They did not respond to the help when the embassy was attacked. They joined in with the fun. They joined in. They joined the attack. This is supposed to be our security? And Hillary Clinton, you really think that you want to be president? What makes you qualified to be president? You did nothing as Secretary of State. You did nothing as a senator. And you did nothing but Tea Party after Tea Party as the stupid First Lady. Why would you think that you have qualifications just because you had the title of Secretary of State? What does that mean? What's a title? A title's nothing but a title. Anybody can have a title. You don't have one, you can make one up. What does that mean? Titles are nothing. Your actions are something. Your title is nothing. What you do, what did you do as Secretary of State, Ms. Clinton? Besides gain a good 10, 15 pounds. Unbelievable. This has prompted criticism by the State Department for its original decision to contact with the powerful militia. According to multiple sources, the department selected the militia over multiple other militia groups, private companies, and even the United States Marine Corps. Well, that would have been my first choice. You can't get any gooder than the United States Marine Corps. Just the way it is. Just the way it is. As one special operator noted, they may have been sold as the best option, but it was a terrible option. Only D.C. trusted them. So either this was complete, this entire attack was either out of complete incompetence, or it was deliberate, and we knew it, and we allowed it to happen. Either way is unacceptable. Either way is grounds for dismissal. Our president, the commander-in-chief, deserted his post during an act of war, during the battle. I mean, it's bad enough when you get a private desert his post during a battle, but the commander-in-chief, the six-star general, commander-in-chiefs do not desert their post. That's not a commander-in-chief. That's a coward. Yeah, that's right, Mr. Obama. I'm calling you a coward. And if you were standing right in front of me, I'd call you a coward right to your fat frickin' face. You are a coward. You are a deserter. You are a traitor. You sold weapons to Mexican drug cartels so they can kill more of our citizens. You allowed weapons to get into the hands of Al-Qaeda. And the very moment you found out our embassy was being attacked by Al-Qaeda, you went upstairs to eat. You never once made it to the Situation Room. You never once sent one person to come help. And then to lie about it and blame it on a video? And how can you possibly tell me that that's not traitorous? That's treason. That's treason. When you facilitate weapons into the hands of your enemy, that's treason. If you allow your enemy to attack or allow the enemy to continue their attack, that is treason. You are a traitor. You are a deserter. You're a creep. You deserve to go to jail. I'm sorry, but you do. And if this was, I don't know, maybe 50 years ago, you would get the firing squad. But I'm not asking for you to go to jail, and I'm not asking for you to get the firing squad. I'm asking for you to be impeached. That's all I'm asking for. That's not a very big request. After all, everything that you have done, Benghazi, Fast and Furious, IRS, stimulus packages, Obamacare. Speaking of Obamacare, yeah, he got shot down again. Well, it's still going to go to court for years. We don't have a responsible enough Congress to actually physically get rid of it. Maybe this election maybe this election in November, maybe things can turn around. Maybe that the Congress will not vote John Boehner as a Speaker of the House. Maybe they'll get a man in there. Preferably one with a penis and a set of testicles. That's what I'm looking for. That's what I'm looking for. Maybe if we do that, we get the Senate, we keep the House, and we get a real Speaker of the House, maybe then we might be able to start fixing things. But then again, I don't have any faith. Look, how many times have we got our hopes up that, oh, man, we're really going to do a lot. Oh, wow, we're going to get this done, we're going to get that done, and then what happens? Nothing. I'm tired of getting my heart broken. I don't get my hopes up for anything when it comes to the government. I don't have any faith in this government. I don't have any trust in this government. I'd like to. I would love to. I would love to have faith and trust in this government again. I would love to have faith and trust in the law enforcement. I would love to have faith and trust in the American people. But what evidence is out there that would give me any reason to have any faith or trust in my government, law enforcement, or its citizenry? I can't think of very much. Matter of fact, I can't think of anything off the top of my head right now. Look, America, we got a lot of work to do, and it's okay. We can do the work. We just have to do it. That's all. Okay, so what? Okay, fine. You might sweat a little bit. You might have to give up a couple hours of your busy day. You might have to miss a Kim Kardashian show. But that's okay. You can Tebow the son of a bitch. Sources also say militia leaders may have helped orchestrate and directly participated in the attack, even though they were being paid, being fed, given automobiles, and even allowed to swim in the consulate pool by the United States State Department. That's Hillary Clinton. You allowed these terrorists to come in. You fed them. You paid them. You gave them cars, probably nice cars, too. Probably a lot nicer car than you're driving. And you allow these people to swim in the consulate pool? Fox News has also learned that the leader of the brigade, which I will not read his name, left Benghazi the day of the attack, even as a consulate and annex were still smoldering. And Americans were standing on the Benghazi tarmac waiting to get out. This guy leaves. And we're going to blame it on a video? And this man gets reelected for this? This is ridiculous. Oh, I hate to do this. I mean, I hate to open up my treasure chest here and find out what kind of, oh, God almighty, but let's do it and get it over with. Here we go. Unbelievable. White flags fly on Brooklyn Bridge. Now, what the hell went on with that? I don't know. Something's crazy with that one. University grading visit of this. This is University of Wisconsin. They're handing out grades based on race, not merit. So I guess if you're white, I guess, you know, you're going to have to really knuckle down. But if you're black, you'll just get a passing grade. Well, what happens when they're going to give these kids all these passing grades and they get into the workforce and they have no idea what the hell they're doing? Then what? Well, these people are going to be running our country someday, and they're going to be idiots. They've all been taught Common Core, which makes them stupid. And the dumber they are, and the darker skin they are, well, the higher they go. So we're going to have nothing but a nation of frickin' idiots. IRS seeks to help destroy another 3,200 hard drives. They haven't destroyed enough of them. They haven't got enough of the evidence destroyed, so they need help. Courts issue conflicting rulings on the health care law. One says you can, one says you can't, blah, 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 blah. Well, look, Obamacare, any of this stuff, it can't work. First of all, the law itself, which I've tried to read, and it's ridiculous. You can't figure it out. They can't figure it out. They don't even understand it. The very people that wrote it don't understand it. It's done that way deliberately. Trey Gowdy now has a plan. He's got a plan to bypass Obama and enforce the immigration law. Well, you got a plan, Mr. Gowdy. However, getting that plan actually implemented, I know it passed your little committee. But getting it passed the House, probably you might get it past the House. Will you get it past the Senate? Not this Senate. Not this Senate. Not as long as Harry Reid's in the Senate. Forget it. All right, let's get in here now with this. These flags. They were bleached. And why they did it, nobody knows. Well, New York City police officials said today that a group of 4 to 5 people and some other individuals. So there was a lot of individuals. How they got up there anyway without security knowing about it, I don't know. Was somebody sleeping? I thought they had like cars on either side. I thought they had security there at all times. We know they got security cameras. But I could have sworn down that they would have security on that bridge 24/7. At least I thought. So where was the security? Well, Kim Kardashian marathon was on. They don't have time to watch the bridge. Come on. You know how it is. We can't have accountability and responsibility in our country anymore. Come on. Come on with that crap. Stop asking for people to be responsible and accountable already. Will you please? That's racist. New York City police officials said Tuesday that a group of 4 to 5 people and some other individuals were caught on video atop the Brooklyn Bridge shortly before the two white flags replaced the stars and stripes. John Miller, he's the city's deputy commissioner for intelligence and counterterrorism, he said at this time it appears the act has no particular nexus to terrorism. Well, maybe not. But what the hell were they doing up there? And if they can get to the top of the bridge, who's to say they can't get to the bottom of the bridge? You get to the bottom of the bridge, you strap enough bombs around it, you can blow it up. Haven't we learned anything after 9/11? I guess not. Miller also said that security video shows that four or five people in a group and some other individuals were seen climbing the bridge shortly after 3 a.m. You'd never get me to do that because I am scared to absolute death of heights. No way, I couldn't do it. Couldn't do it. Around 3:30 a.m., the light that normally illuminates the flag on the Brooklyn side of the bridge had flickered and then appeared to go out. It appeared that aluminum pans were used to cover these lights. Okay, since they've seen the lights go out, I don't know, wasn't anybody watching? I mean, if they saw the lights go out, why didn't they check up on something? How did they not get caught? I don't get it. Something tells me, I don't know, was it an inside job? And what does that mean? To me, I'm having trouble figuring out the motive here. Now, white flags do mean surrender. Or peace, or come on, you know, we're not going to fight. It means surrender. So what is that saying? Is that saying that America is surrendering to who? Who is surrendering to what? What are we surrendering to? I don't like this story. There's something here that I don't like. Hopefully they find these people. Exactly what their problem was, I don't know. If it was a college prank, look, we all went to college. We all know what college pranks are. This is more than a college prank. I don't like this at all. This is kind of scary. I don't know what the hell this is supposed to mean. He added that there was a 13-minute gap between the two flags going up, which he said was suggestive that two individuals or two teams of individuals were actually responsible. It looked like it had been thought out in advance. Oh, really? Well, how many people just get a wild hair up their butt and just climb the Brooklyn Bridge and change the flags to bleached white flags? I mean, come on. Of course it was planned. I hate when people come out, these so-called experts, and they just tell you nothing but the frickin' obvious. Oh, the sky is blue. Water is wet. Oh, God, what an orator. Oh, I'd have never been able to make it through the day without knowing that. Stop giving me the obvious. Give me what I don't know. That's all I'm asking for. Give me what I don't know. I want to learn. I don't want to be taught something I already know. To me, that's offensive. But, I mean, it's just me. I'm a grumpy bastard. I know it. I'm cantankerous. I am. I just have no patience for things that I shouldn't have patience for. And being told the obvious is not something I have patience for. The white flags, which appear to be American flags that were bleached white, measure about 20 feet by 11 feet. Like, that's important? I don't know what the hell happened here. Hopefully they catch the bastards. Hopefully they find out what the hell went on. I'm hoping that it was just a stupid prank. I'm hoping that it is not something much more meaningful. I'm just hoping. You never know. You never know. You never know. But now let's get into this university here. University of Wisconsin-Madison. What the hell's going on in Wisconsin? They've got some crazy people in that frickin' state. They got a good governor, but they tried to get rid of him. Why? Because, well, he believes in the Constitution and believes in freedom. Don't you know freedom is racist? Well, the University of Wisconsin-Madison has now taken affirmative action, which, no, I'm not a big fan of affirmative action. I understand it, okay? There were a lot of black people that weren't getting jobs simply because they were black. I get it. But to pass a law to make you hire somebody just because of the color of their skin, that can't work either. You got to change the hearts and minds of the people with education, knowledge, evidence, facts. That's how you do it. You can't legislate behavior. It never works. So now you're hiring a whole bunch of people just because of the color of their skin, which then what these people don't seem to realize is doing nothing but discriminating other people with different color skin. So you have to hire the best person for the job. Now, if you're not hiring certain people because of their race and you can prove it, okay, well, you take that case by itself and you prosecute those people. It's pretty simple. But see, liberals don't think that way. They can't they can't see the whole issue. They can only see the issue with what's on top. If it looks good, it is good. If it looks bad, it is bad. It doesn't mean that it's bad just because it looks bad. It's not bad because it smells bad. It's bad because it is bad. It's not good because it looks good. It's not good because it smells good. It's only good if it is good. There's only one way to find out whether it's good or bad. You got to look at it all. You got to look at the top. You got to look at the bottom. You got to look at all sides, and you got to look in the middle. The new policy called Framework for Diversity and Inclusive Excellence. I'm going to read that again. I mean, you tell me where the craziness is. Framework for Diversity and Inclusive Excellence. So you're going to give black students passing grades simply because they're black, and you're going to call that inclusive excellence. Really? How is that excellence? Look, I don't care what color you are. If you don't pass the class, you don't deserve to pass the class, regardless of your color. Now, what are you going to do if you get a job and that job, because you've got this so-called degree that says you're smart, you get this job and your boss says, okay, go ahead and do this, this, and this, and then you can't figure out how to do it. They come back to you and say, well, didn't you go to college? Didn't you have a degree in this field? How do you not know how to do this? Well, I just got a degree, man. Anyway, am I the only one who can see how this is going to be very detrimental to this country, how this is going to hurt this country in a lot of different ways? People in very high positions that are stupid, and you have to put up with these people? Well, lives could be in danger here. Look, somebody doesn't know what the hell they're doing, and they make the wrong decision, or they don't make a decision at all. People can die. And then what? Well, you can't do anything. Why? Because they're the right color over here. So this particular color is beyond reproach. But if they were a white Tea Partier, well, then, yeah, you could prosecute them. Then you can do whatever you want to with them. This is ridiculous, people. Look, if you're white and you're an idiot, you don't deserve the job. You don't deserve to pass the class. If you're black and you're an idiot, you don't deserve the job, and you don't deserve to pass the class. If you're white and you pass the class, you deserve the job. You deserve to pass the class. If you're black and you pass the class, you deserve to pass the class. You deserve to get that job. Your color's irrelevant. Why does everything have to be with color? I don't understand that. Stop with the frickin' colors. You got to look at the individual as an individual. Liberals only see color. That's all they see. They're all about aesthetics, and that's it. Well, if they're this color, then they're this. If they're that color, then they're that. If they're gay, then they're this. If they're that, then they're this. I mean, this is ridiculous. And they talk about integration. Well, then why do liberals segregate everybody? Blacks over here, gays over here, women over here, white tea parties way over there. That's ridiculous. No more groups. We're Americans. It's the only frickin' group we got in this country. It's American. Come in every race, every color, every religion, every shoe size, every hair color, right-handed, left-handed. We got one group in this country, that's it, Americans. There is no other group. Enough of the frickin' groups. Well, this stupid framework for diversity and inclusive excellence calls for proportional participation of historically unprecedented racial ethnic groups at all levels of an institution, including high-status special programs, high-demand majors, and in the distribution of grades, quote, unquote. So what happens if you've got a person of the particular color that wants to be a doctor, but they're stupid? They don't know anatomy, figure out how to do surgery. They know nothing about medicine, and yet they're going to give this person a medical degree because they got the right color, they got the right shade, they got the right look. Do you want somebody who knows absolutely nothing about medicine working on you? You come in, you're bleeding profusely. Want somebody to stop? Well, they can't. Well, at least they got that degree. Says they're smart. But they don't know what the hell they're doing. These are supposed to be educators. College educators. How could they not see this? Well, that's because they're liberals. That's why they can't see it. This is the kind of stuff that we have got to stop. We have got to stop accepting this kind of crap in our country. Anybody who goes to the state, or anybody who goes to this institution, this Wisconsin-Madison, the University of Wisconsin-Madison, if you're a student, you need to withdraw. Go to another college. Every damn one of you students withdraw. Bankrupt that frickin' place. I know the governor can't do anything. It's an institution. He can do whatever he wants. They want to give somebody a passing grade, they can give somebody a passing grade. They can do whatever they want. They can pass them. They can fail them. They can roll them up and smoke them if they want to. But if you students are going to accept this, how do you not realize that this is going to be hurting you? It's going to be hurting the entire country. If you're really that smart, maybe you can figure this out. But I'm calling on every student in the University of Wisconsin and Madison to withdraw. Find another college. Look, there's a lot of colleges in the United States. You can find another college that won't be this stupid. This is the kind of stuff that the American people can no longer accept, no longer tolerate, no longer put up with. But no, we like this stuff. Oh, but they're the victim. No, they're not the victim. They're not a victim. The whole country as a whole is a victim from this crap. Well, they got a emeritus professor, W. Lee Hansen. Emeritus means they're retired, but they're still on like a board or whatever. Was angered by this policy, and he wrote about his concerns in the Western Journal. Suppose there were a surge of interest in high-demand fields such as a computer science, he said. Well, this is the same crap that I've been talking about. Under the equity policy, it seems that some of those who want to study this field would be told, well, that they have to choose another major because computer science already has enough students from the different groups. Now, look, here this goes along here now with this whole Agenda 21, Sustainable Development, New World Order. They want to decide, the government, this new world order, the ruling class, they want to decide who gets to be a computer programmer, who gets to be an auto mechanic, who gets to be a floor sweeper, who gets to be a doctor, who gets to be this. They decide what occupation you go into. You don't have that choice. Well, this is the start of it right here. This is the start of it right here. This is the beginning of it. This is where it all starts. They want to make the decision for you of what occupation you want to go into. Whether you like that occupation or not, this is going to be your occupation. And if you don't like it, well, I guess you can go to jail. Unbelievable. All right. Let's get into this IRS now. I don't understand this. We've got to have somebody. I know that the FBI and the DOJ works for the king. But Congress doesn't. And the only thing you can do is hold Lois Lerner in contempt. The only thing you can do is hold the Attorney General in contempt. This is the best that you can do. I'm pretty sure Congress, pretty sure that the United States Constitution gives you a little bit more power than to hold somebody in a faux contempt. That's not real contempt. I get in contempt. Guess what? I go to jail until I'm out of contempt. That's how it works. So why Lois Lerner's not in jail? I don't know. Speak to John Boehner. Maybe we should find out why John Boehner's not in jail. Days after the IRS official said in a sworn statement, which means nothing anymore. There's no oath anymore. There's no sworn statements anymore. I promise to uphold and defend the United States Constitution. That's bogus. This president has not upheld and defended this Constitution. These oaths, these sworn statements, they're worthless. They're just words. They're just, it's ceremonial. They're meaningless. Well, they only mean something if you make them mean something. If you don't make them mean anything, they're not going to mean anything. People are coming out here, they're giving you their sworn statements, and they're lying to you, and you allow them to continue lying to you. I mean, what do you expect? Look, if you can get away with committing a crime, aren't you gonna continue committing a crime? I mean, if a bank robber goes into a bank and he robs a bank and the security guards sit there and they let him do it, well, what's he going to do? Well, he's going to cross the street and go to another bank. And if they allow him to do it, well, then he's going to keep going to bank after bank after bank after bank after bank. Well, what's the difference? If you're allowed to commit the crime, you're going to keep committing the crime until finally somebody stands up and stops you. Like what's going on in Israel right now. Israel has had enough. And I hope to God that they're successful. I hope to God they wipe that. I hope to God they cripple these people back. Send them back to the frickin' Stone Ages. And stop blaming Israel for killing these kids. It's not Israel killing these kids. It's Hamas killing these kids. Israel is not putting these children in the direct line of fire. Israel's not doing that. They're not programming their rockets to just kill children. What the hell's the matter with you friggin' idiots? Oh, you gotta be nice to the terrorists. That way they don't cut your head off. It's racist if you be mean to them. Can't be discriminatory. Well, yeah, you can. Someone's discriminatory towards you, you damn Skippy, you have the right to be discriminatory towards them. You're damn right. Days after IRS officials said in a sworn statement that former top agency employee Lois Lerner had her computer memory been wiped completely clean, the agency put out word to contractors yesterday, that it needs help to destroy at least another 3,200 hard drives. They just can't find enough people out there to destroy this evidence. Well, what they mean by that, look, they destroyed, look, when information, I understand what they're doing. But they're using, this is not the time to be destroying equipment. Especially, I mean, look, they've already destroyed enough evidence. These people shouldn't be, they shouldn't even throw out one piece of paper, not even a sticky note. Nothing. There needs to be at least two people overlooking every single employee. I know it's impossible. Looking over every employee's shoulder. I know it's impossible. You can't do it. I get it. But we need a much closer eye on this IRS. Well, the IRS solicitation for media destruction is what they call it. Media destruction services reflects an otherwise routine job to protect sensitive taxpayer information. But it was made while the agency's record destruction practices remain under a sharp congressional spotlight. Well, see, here's my theory with what they're trying to do. Now, yeah, they get equipment that needs to be destroyed. Look, I've worked in companies before where the computer can only handle so much, and after a while, you do got to destroy some of the stuff. Okay, fine, I get it. The critical information you can't destroy, you need to record it and keep it somewhere else. But what you can destroy, you destroy. So what they're trying to do is they're trying to get, this is my theory, again, theory. They're trying to get a contractor in here and hire them to destroy the equipment, have them destroy all of this. What do they want to destroy here? Where was it? It was a whole bunch of stuff here. I got it here somewhere. 65,464 magnetic tapes, 3,225 hard drives, 5,856 sloppy disks, oh, you idiot, and 708 reels. This is what they want to destroy. About 500,000 pieces of electronic data, including cassette tapes, reels, CDs, hard drives, and USB media. Everything that's been collected since 2008, they want to destroy. Well, again, getting back to my theory, what I think that they want to do is they want to hire a contractor in here, tell them to destroy this particular equipment or this particular whatever they want to destroy. It's evidence, as far as I'm concerned, but to them, oh, it's not evidence. So they destroy it, and of course they're going to put in the stuff, all the real evidence, they're going to put it in there, and then all they got to do is say, hey, you know, it wasn't us, it was the contractor that did it. So then they're going to blame the contractor. Then the contractor's going to have to get in front of another committee, and they're going to have to say, hey, we only destroyed what we were told, we didn't know what we were doing, blah, 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 and nobody gets in trouble. Well, I think we're smarter than that. We know what they're trying to do. And Congress, you need to take a much more proactive role in what the hell's happening. John Boehner, can you wake up? Are you working for them? Are you a Democrat? Are you working for the king? He seems to be. John Boehner, you're not my friend anymore. I'm sorry, you're not. As far as I'm concerned, you're an enemy. You're not working for the American people, which makes you an enemy. Period. It's the way it is. Either you believe and you work and you fight for the American people, or you're the enemy. There's no gray area. Screw gray area. There's no gray area. You are either an enemy of the state or you are not. And so far, Mr. Boehner, I haven't seen you really to be anything other than an enemy of the state. And what is this Benghazi hearing that you put all these restrictions on? Oh, yeah, he can subpoena anybody he wants, but no, he can't. You've tied Trey Gowdy's hands. I know he's going to do the best job that he can, but the committee's going to go nowhere. We need to subpoena the president. We need to find out why the president deserted his post and went upstairs to eat. He never once made it to the Situation Room, never once sent any help. That's your damn investigation, Mr. Boehner. Not about security. We know about security. We know what happened. We got rid of it. We didn't have any security. That's why we couldn't fight back. We don't need a committee on that. We need a committee on finding out why the president deserted his post, why he was facilitating weapons into the hands of Al-Qaeda, and why he blamed it on a video. Why we got rid of our security. Why we hired a terrorist organization to protect our embassy. These are the questions that we need. But are we going to get it? No. No. And let's just say that Trey Gowdy finds out all this information in his little committee hearing. Well, then what? Do you really think John Boehner is going to impeach the president? No, he's already said he's not going to do it. He's not going to do that. No. That would be racist. How is it racist? There's no race involved. Besides which, the president's half white. In case anybody was, you know, wondering. So when they say, "Whoa, he's the first black president." Well, no. He's not the first black president. He's got white in him. Oh, but he looks black. Oh, he looks black. He must be black. Well, I've met black people that don't look black at all. I met white people that look black. Matter of fact, one of the first plays I did when I came to New York, I played opposite of a woman. I thought she was black. She looked black. She had dark hair, very dark skin. I didn't know she just came back out of vacation, but she looked black, like a black person. Her hair was combed in a way that black women comb their hair. Hell, I didn't know. I didn't care. I was in a play. That's the only thing that matters to me. When I'm in a play, I'm in a play. I'm focused. It didn't matter. It doesn't matter to me who I'm playing opposite. That stuff doesn't matter to me. It's theater. But she was white. I thought she was black. So, I mean, what does your stupid skin color matter? It matters damn thing to me. It's what's your heart. That's what matters to me. What's in your stupid heart? What's the color of your friggin' heart? Not the color of your skin. If your heart has an ugly color, well, then you're an ugly person. Your skin color's irrelevant. Again, enough with the color. Stop with the color. Stop putting everybody in groups. God, that pisses me off. Well, we know what the IRS is doing. They're trying to cover their tracks. They know what they were up to. We all know what they were up to. We just don't have a strong enough Congress to do anything about it. Nobody wants to hold anybody accountable because they're afraid that whoever they hold accountable is going to spill the beans on them. Well, that's called corruption. And we've got far too much corruption in this government. And it's high time we vote it out. It's look, it's okay to vote out somebody in Congress, okay? It's okay not to vote for somebody. It's okay not to vote for John Boehner. It's okay to not vote for John McCain, Mitch McConnell, Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid. The list goes on and on and on and on and on. It's okay not to vote for these people. It's okay to stand up to these people. It's okay to tell them that they're wrong. Because you have the evidence to back it up. It's okay to do that. What it's not okay to do is to allow these people to continue getting away with it. That's what it's not okay. And the more you allow somebody to get, again, the more you allow somebody to continue their crimes, they're going to continue the crimes. We're the only ones who can put an end to this. They're not going to put an end to it. Why would they put an end to it? They're making too much money. They're gaining too much power. Why would they want to put an end to that? Well, they wouldn't, and they won't. Until we finally rise up and say no more. But will we? Oh, we've got some people doing it. We need the entire country. That's what we need. It's going to take all of us. It's a collective effort. You can't expect one group just to do everything, to do all the work. Well, that's what liberal thinking is. I don't have to do it. It's not my job. Well, yeah, it is your job. Are you a citizen of this country? Well, yeah. Okay. It's your job. Whether you've actually taken, put your hand in the air, put your other hand on the Bible and taken the oath to uphold and defend the Constitution or not, it is your responsibility, your duty, your obligation as a citizen to uphold and defend that Constitution. And if you don't, you need to get the frig out. I'm sick of you people. I'm sick of you people. Document is not racist. Believe it or not. Okay, fine. We all understand that we had slavery in this country. Well, there was slavery in a lot of countries during that time. And if anybody's been paying attention, which liberals don't, but if they were, there's still slavery all over the world. And don't think for one second that there's not slavery. Don't think for one second. Do not think for one second there's not slavery. Well, there is. But do we hear liberals talking about that? No. Because they might have to actually admit that they were wrong, and they can't do that. Not being able to admit that you're wrong, that's insecurity, immaturity, ego. That's dangerous. People can die from that kind of ego, and they do, and they will continue. This Constitution is not racist. And if you understood why black people were only counted three-fifths of a human being, first of all, they weren't counted three-fifths of a human being. That is ridiculous to even say that. That whole clause of them being counted as three-fifths, that was more of a good thing than a bad thing. That's right. It was a way to try to put an end to slavery. They did not look as black people. They did not look at black people as only three-fifths of a human being. That doesn't even make any sense. What do you mean by that? Three-fifths of a human being? That doesn't even make any sense. Why do people say that? That's because they're liberals, and they're stupid. They've been told this by their college professor, who was an idiot and didn't know better. And these college professors and these school teachers, They are allowed to teach your students this crap because no parent wants to stand up and argue them. Well, look, if you send your kid, you send your child to a public school today, you deserve to have a stupid child, and that's exactly what you're going to get. You're not going to get an educated child in a public school anymore. Those days are done. Those days are done. They're done. It's over. If you have the means to take your child out of a public school and put them in a private school, you need to do it today, now. I know it's summer. You take them out. You never bring them back to another public school again. And it's sad, isn't it? Isn't that sad? I mean, education. Education. Come on. Human beings have been educating each other for, well, since human beings have been human beings. And now all of a sudden we can't educate our kids without the government being involved? We got to make these kids stupid? Because, you see, they know the truth. Well, then we might be exposed. So if we, you know, if we control their mind when they're young, we alter their thinking, well, then we got a chance. Then we got a chance to get our agenda passed. We've got a chance at tyranny. To control the world. That's what it's all about. That's a human nature. Control the world. Well, I've got to be another animal other than human. I don't have any desire to control the world. I'm trying to control myself. That's it. That's all human beings need to be concerned with. Citizens need to control themselves. Nations need to control themselves. Everybody just simply needs to mind their own damn business, period. All right, I want to thank everybody that was listening here tonight, everybody on their smartphones, Everybody is going to download later. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be here. If I wasn't here, you wouldn't be here. So together we're a team. And I thank you for it. So we will see you back here tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Goodbye, everybody.